Megan, we're going to talk primarily about Medicaid here, but we also have Medicare, and a lot of times people don't know the difference between Medicare and Medicaid. So Let's start off by having you tell us the difference.
The Medicare program, and I like to think of it, it takes care of our senior citizens. So it is a program to take care of the senior citizens across the country and across our Commonwealth. While Medicaid is geared toward taking care of and helping low-income individuals, in particular low-income children, senior citizens, and individuals with disabilities.
So the Medicaid program, it is not just a federal program. There's a division here and the states have a big say. Tell us a little bit about that.
Medicaid is actually the nation's and Pennsylvania's largest welfare program. In Pennsylvania, it consumes one-third of the state budget. So given that we have an almost $51 billion budget, that is an incredible amount of money. And unfortunately, in Pennsylvania, Medicaid is growing at a very unsustainable rate. And that is a great concern for me, and it should be a great concern for your listeners. And let me be specific for you, Loman. Mm-hmm. So between 2018 and 2025, Pennsylvania's Department of Human Services, which is the agency that administers the Medicaid program, their budget grew by 58%. And during that same time, Pennsylvania's population increased by only 2%. And we learned just last week from the data released by U-Haul that Pennsylvania is in the top six states of states where people are leaving that state. And we are lumped with states like California, New York, I believe Illinois, New Jersey. And so we have this unsustainable increase in Medicaid spending, and we have a decrease in the population. And so it's something, we also have a $5 billion structural deficit in our budget here in Pennsylvania. So those kind of numbers are unsustainable. They are alarming. And Pennsylvania's taxpayers should be concerned. And what I would say is coming on the heels of what we just learned is has been happening in the state of Minnesota, where taxpayers there were defrauded of at least $9 billion in Medicaid fraud. You know, Loman, I'm a lawyer, and there's a term of art called something that shocks the conscience. To me, that shocks the conscience, and it should have the people of Pennsylvania, and it should have the government of Pennsylvania, the executive branch that administers this program, that's responsible for administering this program in a way that is fiscally responsible and that is done in a way that takes care of the taxpayers' hard-earned dollars. It should be a wake-up call to everybody. And I will tell you, Loman, here in Pennsylvania, for anybody who's listening to this program right now, you might be wondering, is Pennsylvania next? If so, is it because of mismanagement or is it because of fraud? Well, I think there's a case to be made that it's because of both, and the data out there supports it.
While we're on the component of this that involves fraud, Megan, it is estimated that some $2.3 billion, billion with a B, is lost to fraud. And even Governor Josh Shapiro, back when he was Attorney General, thought the loss might be more than that. How do we get into a situation where we're losing not hundreds of thousands or millions or hundreds of millions, but billions of dollars? That's a lot of money.
It's an incredible large amount of money, Loman. And I can tell you this, we have data going back to 2019 where Pennsylvania's Medicaid improper payment rate stood at 14%. And that's what cost Pennsylvanians $2.3 billion in that 1 year. Similarly, our SNAP program also has an error rate. And SNAP, for your listeners, that's more commonly known as food stamps. That error rate stands at more than 10%, which again costs Pennsylvania taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars. And with the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, now there's going to be some accountability for Pennsylvania and other states. If we cannot decrease that SNAP error rate, Pennsylvania taxpayers are going to be on the hook for another $1 billion because of those erroneous payments. And it is something, it's been a long time coming, and it's something that we have to address here in Pennsylvania.
Of course, Congress has been looking at ways to cut the federal budget, or at least conservative Republicans in the House in particular, also in the Senate, are trying to find ways to cut back on expenditures in all of these programs. And of course, Megan, they get accosted by the left. Oh, you're insensitive. You are hurting people. You're taking food from the mouth of children, et cetera, et cetera. Isn't allowing rampant fraud and abuse taking food from the mouths of children?
It most certainly is, Loman, and I would say that compassion and accountability are not mutually exclusive principles. And I would further say that holding government accountable for how they administer these programs is more compassionate, because the funds are limited and there are many people who genuinely need to avail themselves of the services that Medicaid provides. I said it earlier, it's low-income children, it's our seniors, it's individuals with disabilities. But when thousands of people, thousands of organizations are committing fraud and taking money away from the folks who actually genuinely need it the most, to me, that is what really is taking the food out of the mouths of those who need it the most.
We are talking with Megan Martin, who is Chief Operating Officer and General Counsel at the Commonwealth Foundation. We'll learn a little bit more about the Commonwealth Foundation in a few minutes. But Megan, you talked about the extreme increase in Medicaid expenditures in Pennsylvania over the last 6 or 7 years. What happened? That was the program expanded? How did we get into a situation where we had that amount of an increase in expenditures?
Well, I think a lot of this lemon stems back to COVID. So during 2020, during our COVID epidemic, the federal government suspended any kind of meaningful audits when it came to the Medicaid program, and in most cases prohibited states from pulling off the rolls anybody who was ineligible for these programs. And they greatly expanded these programs to individuals so that individuals could access them. And so it's something that's been going on for a long time. And what we are learning is this explosion of individuals on these Medicaid rolls. Again, it's taking services away from those who really need it. And it does a lot of individuals a huge disservice, because individuals who are able-bodied and who don't have any children, any dependents, you know, they should be empowered and encouraged to work, to get a job, to not be dependent on government. We want them to thrive individually and to have opportunity and prosperity, and being dependent on the government is not a way to make that happen.
In order to also cut down on the number of people who are eligible for Medicaid, it's often been suggested by reformers that we should have work requirements and things of that sort. Is that happening? Is it likely to happen?
The One Big Beautiful Bill Act codified work requirements. However, we don't have that yet here in Pennsylvania. It was passed twice by our General Assembly and twice vetoed by Governor Tom Wolf, who was Governor Josh Shapiro's predecessor. So it has been passed in recent years, and Commonwealth Foundation ardently supports work requirements. And I will tell you this, we've done polling on it, Loman, and 7 out of 10 Pennsylvanians agree with us, and they would like to see work requirements, you know, common sense government reforms like work requirements for these kinds of programs.
Any movement toward putting income limits on things as well? Now, this is sort of getting a little bit more into the healthcare issue than the Medicaid issue per se, but we've seen a number of folks who are in a six-figure income situation who are receiving either SNAP benefits or are receiving Obamacare subsidies for healthcare. Should we not put a limit to how much people can make and still get these benefits?
I think that this year's state budget addressed it a little bit in terms of, I know now they're going to be conducting routine cross checks on wage records as well as on actually death certificates to, in terms of assessing eligibility. And so I think we've made small steps, and obviously we need to take more steps.
Yeah, dead people don't need SNAP benefits.
That's exactly right.
But sadly, there are a lot of people who are, in fact, deceased, who others are, in their name, defrauding the government of these benefits.
Oh, most certainly. In 2024, Pennsylvania charged more Medicaid fraud cases than any other state in the country. The Attorney General recouped a little over $11 million in Medicaid fraud. And actually, one of those cases had an instance where a single Medicaid provider was enrolling people, and one person was deceased, you know, and enrolled after the fact. So it does happen. And again, I come back to, the government needs to be a responsible fiscal steward of the taxpayers' hard-earned dollars, of your money, my money, and the money of your listeners.
So if you were advising the legislature, and you do, what steps could be taken, especially as we're now about to go, believe it or not, in the next week or two, we're back in the budget process again. What steps can be taken to rein in this fraud, rein in this spending on Medicaid, and moreover, targeted to the people who really need the help?
Absolutely. I think that the common sense welfare reforms are what we need. We need eligibility checks, eligibility requirements. We need work requirements. We need audits conducted of the agencies. We need prosecutions if there's fraud that's discovered. And so it's a multifaceted approach. And I think that the lawmaker, many of them, Republican lawmakers, have been supportive of those kinds of initiatives and those kind of common sense government reforms. But Loman, as you and I know, common sense is not always so common, and we hope that those are the kinds of initiatives that will have traction this legislative session.
We are again talking with Megan Martin, who is the Chief Operating Officer and General Counsel at the Commonwealth Foundation. We, of course, do have folks from the Commonwealth Foundation on our show quite a bit. Steve Bloom from the Commonwealth Foundation joins us for Capital Watch every other week. But Megan, for those who may not be aware, tell us just a little bit about the Commonwealth Foundation.
Sure. Thanks, Loman. Commonwealth Foundation is Pennsylvania's free market think tank, and we turn ideas into public policies that are going to empower all Pennsylvanians to thrive. And so we promote a free market agenda. We think that nobody is in a better position to determine your fate and your future than the individual. Government is not the entity to do that. And so we promote free market ideas so that we can see Pennsylvanians prospering and just enjoying freedom and opportunity and prosperity.
And if we have listeners who would like to read more about the topic of Medicaid and SNAP benefits and all the fraud and abuse to fix the problem, where can they find you online?
Sure, commonwealthfoundation.org.
Megan Martin of the Commonwealth Foundation. Megan, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Amy Loman.